This is Dr. Mejia, the attending for the patient Barbara Bertaccini, B-E-R-T-A-C-C-I-N-I. Procedure performed, medical records 154912, direct 1019. 1967, referring physician self, procedure performed colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, date of the procedure April 28, 2023. Indications, history of Crohn's disease, surveillance for dysplasia, possible diagnosis, impression one. Mild inflammation in the esthenomosis and anastomosis area, status post biopsy, number two, status post colon resection, number three, internal hemorrhage, number otherwise normal colonoscopy, period. Deformed section, anastomosis area, complication on immediate medication, aspirin, monitor, anesthesia, care, period. Paragraph after procedure, after information was obtained, patient was put in the left lateral cubitus position, period. Scope was introduced into the anorectal area, advanced to the colon, into the anastomosis area without complications, period. Examination performed, pulmonary draw, period. Oxygen saturation, blood pressure monitor on the procedure, period. Retroflexion performed at the rectum, period. Paragraph. Ileal loops examined also in the anastomosis area, period. Paragraph. Findings in rectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, period. Seen with descending colon, appear normal, period. Paragraph. Inflation, appear normal, period. Paragraph. Transverse colon, appear normal, period. Paragraph. There appears to be a anastomosis around the hepatic flexure, period. This patient, the ileocolonic anastomosis appears slightly inflamed. Biopsies were taken, period. The ileal loops examined appear normal, period. Biopsies were taken every 10 centimeters for surveillance of dysplasia, period. Paragraph. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet. Number 3, continue on ramicadness. Number patient will need a colonoscopy in 2 years for surveillance of dysplasia.